101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 7:54 on this Thursday morning, and we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning. Lori Yar, who is the Executive Director of Enchantment in the Park, joining us, and also Madeline Kep, who is a senior at West Bend East or West Bend West?
West Bend West.
West Bend West. And joining us, and we're going to talk about you with a couple things about you. But first, Lori, let's talk about the schedule. You had a big opening weekend last weekend.
Yes, we had a great opening weekend. Numbers were up, which was great. We have the horse and carriages there every weekend, every Friday and Saturday. So that's a huge draw. And we had the enchantment raffle on Saturday night, which was fun. We had a room full of people that were, some won, some didn't, but everybody went home happy. So, yeah, great first weekend.
And now it's weekends only for how long yet?
All the way through Christmas Eve for the horse and carriage.
Okay, for the carriage. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the whole Enchantment in the Park exhibit, when do you go to every night?
We go to every night 2 weekends from now. It's best to look at our Facebook page or the website to see the calendar. We're closed about 7 nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays for the next couple of weeks, and then we open all the way through until New Year's Eve. So look at that calendar, and then you'll see when we're open and when we're not.
Okay, and there are a number of local groups and local performers appearing at the event. Mm-hmm. One of them is Maddie. And let's talk about Enchantment in the Park first, and then we'll talk about what else you were doing this fall. So you're at Enchantment in the Park when?
December 18th.
Okay.
Yes.
And what will you be doing?
So first of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me here, and I'm just so grateful that they asked me to sing this year. So I'll be singing a bunch of different Christmas carols, a big variety of things. So
yeah. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Ah, okay.
That one's a pretty good one, and I know everyone loves that one too. So.
Sure. Okay. I was thinking maybe I would picture you as a rocking around the Christmas tree kind of person too. But Jingle Bell Rock, also a great song. So so you had a unique experience earlier this fall. We talked with Andrew Hayes about it, and he mentioned that you'd gone. They're rebooting American Idol. It's coming back, and so obviously they've been looking for contestants, and you got involved in the audition process.
Yes, that's correct. I was one of 60 contestants to audition for a front-of-the-line pass in Milwaukee for Milwaukee Idol. Unfortunately, I did not get a front-of-the-line pass, but I still went on to Chicago's audition to audition there. The only difference was I had to wait in line, so...
So for people who've watched the show and you see, you know, this big whole cattle call and all these people, and is that kind of what it's like or not really?
For the most part, yes. When I was in Chicago, it wasn't as, I guess, crazy.
Wasn't a stadium full of people.
As you would think, but the line was definitely pretty long. So it looked like, I guess, TV's... But other than that.
So explain what they had you do.
So first of all, you had to bring all your information, and it was a very long process. You had to, once you got up there, you had to give them your ID, a picture of you, information about you, and so forth. And once you you received a sticker, and once you received that sticker, they'll call you by number, and then your number goes up, and you... perform in a room with probably 20 other people. So as they're singing, you're singing as well.
Right. And then whoever's doing the screening there has got kind of an idea of what they're looking for, and they kind of pull people out of there. Is that kind of how it goes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Gotcha. So. And then eventually, 4 rounds down the road, you get in the same room where one of the judges might be, one of the actual judges.
Yes, that is correct.
So, all right. And... But you're thinking about a potential singing career.
Sort of. I mean, right now I want to get into psychology next year when I graduate. But I will definitely keep singing, you know, in my life. So I'm not sure. I'll pick up some gigs here and there. But
sure. Now there, and we talked about this. And I'm not quite sure when it is, but I think it's America's Got Talent that's doing an audition in Milwaukee sometime early next year. So you know, maybe you go down and see how that goes.
Yeah, Yes, yeah, definitely.
You know, it's America's Got Talent, so you can, you know, wear puppets on your hands or something.
Exactly.
While you sing, just to, you know, just to make your, you know, just to, you know, make your mark along the way, right?
Yes.
So, so you're a senior. Where are you contemplating going to college?
Right now, Oshkosh.
Okay.
So, University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. And I'm hopefully going to continue studying psychology, sociology, somewhere around those lines. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lori, let's go back to hours typically for Enchantment in the Park.
We open at 5 o'clock, close at 9 o'clock. So anytime within that time frame, you enter for the drive-in. You enter off of Silverbrook Drive, so near the Boys and Girls Club. And then it's a little over a mile route, and we have over a million lights this year. So something to see.
Great. And a couple of new arrangements, I guess.
Yes.
Is that what you call them, arrangements?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
the right word?
We've got some, you know, the park is really lit up. It's really awesome. We have some dancing presents, and we've got some new dancing arches, and we've got a motorcycle display that the kids will love. We on the Strakota Bandstand, we have a new light fixture, so that's neat to see. And just as you walk around, it's just seeing all the new stuff, and even the old stuff is really cool.
And besides performers, you have other things going on as well.
We have the horse and carriage rides every Friday and Saturday. We have the senior citizen group there. They sell the concessions, and all the money goes back to the senior center. And I've heard that they kind of rent out the space to different organizations, so other nonprofits make some funds off of their organization. We've got the food pantries, of course, of Washington County there, and they're the ones that take all the food. So they're there nightly gathering the food for the food pantries. And as everybody knows, Christmas is a tough time for families generally, so the ones in need. So any type of food donation and money donation is greatly appreciated.
And that's how that's the suggested donation to actually go through Enchantment in the Park.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the suggested donation is $10 per car or walk-in group. We do have some groups now that walk in off of Main Street. So we're hoping that they open their hearts and give a little bit also. And then that's at the end of the driving route is where you'll find the food stations, and that's the walk-in people can drop their food there also.
All right. Sounds good. How are you doing? I know Enchantment in the Park is a hugely volunteer-driven organization. Are you pretty well set for volunteers for the rest of the course here, or do you still need a few here and there?
We could use a couple extra on Disney night only because that's a busy, busy night. But other than that, we are set. We do work with a number of nonprofit groups, the booster clubs from the high schools, and now we've gotten all the high schools in Washington County involved, Germantown, Kewaskum, Slinger, Hartford. So their like soccer group wants a little bit of extra money to buy uniforms or whatever. We'll have them on board, and then we give them a little bit of our profits to help their organization. So
sure.
We're always looking for new groups. So if you're hearing this and you have interest, contact me.
Because this whole thing really is community benefit, mm-hmm. is how it lays out from really start to finish.
That's correct. We don't keep any of, we keep a little bit in our own account just to make sure we have enough for lights, but everything else goes back to the community in some fashion, which we're proud of, and it's really something to see when all the community groups get together.
Sure, and let's give them the website once again so they can check out the calendar.
Just go tap in Enchantment in the Park, and you'll get there.
All right, mm-hmm. And on the web and also on Facebook.
That's correct.
All right, and so, Maddie, are you late for school?
A little bit.
Does it matter when you're a senior? That would be
no.
I'm
just kidding.
So, anything else you'd like to pass along?
No, but I'm just super excited and I can't wait to perform. So
all right. So, well, again, look forward to it and look forward to hearing from you as you do a little more singing here and there. Let us know if you're going to go to the other audition. We'll
yes.
We'll have you in and talk about it. All right, Lori, anything else you want to pass along this morning?
Nope, just come on out. We've got marshmallows toasting over our bonfires, and we've got the horse and carriages. We've got great entertainment like Maddie every night. So it's a great time, a great family event. And, you know, couples going out to dinner, looking for something else to do after dinner, drive on through. It's just a really nice event, and it's great for West Bend.
Now what they could do, they could go on this weekend, they can go and do the Festival of Trees at the Humane Society and then come over and do Enchantment in the Park after.
That's right. And then this Sunday we have the Who's Our Diamond Dash. So if somebody wants to do a 5K run, you can still register for that 5K run and they're always looking for more folks. So that's turned out to be a really great event also.
All right. Sounds great. Again, Lori and Maddie, thank you so much for being here for a community conversation this morning. Time for news, 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.